Coming up on 938 on the Morning Line News Talk, 105.9 WLN. I'm Marion Bryan with you. Our number is 846-TALK. It's 846-8255, toll free, 866-338-1059. Email, you can go with the normal Morning Line or here, ask the expert at WLNI.com, as we are joined by Joe Caruso from Evergreen Basement Systems, and he is going to tell you what to do if you have the problem of having Radon Chong in your basement, as she's apparently been all spotted throughout the area, breaking into people's homes. And no, it just occurred to me as you were saying that, going to the bottom of the hour. What if it was just enough radon?
I don't even remember Radon Chong.
Tommy Chong's daughter.
Don't have an extraction system for Radon Chong.
That's right.
Not just yet.
The name sounds vaguely familiar.
Tommy Chong's daughter. She's been in some movies or
okay.
something.
You say so.
But anyway, probably just radon. I suspect, rather than if she's in your basement, you've got lots of other problems, and we're just not be able to help you at this point. All right, so Joe, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
It's a very serious show here. Ask the Expert on the Morning Line. Well, right, you're with Evergreen Basement Systems, and right off the bat, what the heck is radon?
Radon is a gas. It's a naturally occurring gas that comes from the soil. Comes from the breakdown of uranium in the soil. Listen to our local news.
Thank goodness there's none of that anywhere around here, huh?
you would know that you hear a lot about uranium. So radon is a decay from uranium. Most of it's released into the atmosphere. The concern with it is it can also enter the home and the building envelope as well.
And it's a carcinogen.
It is a class A carcinogen. It's estimated that radon causes 20,000 plus deaths per year, causes lung cancer. You hear a lot about colon cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer. Deaths caused by radon outnumber all of those other cancers put together.
Wow. How does it get into somebody's home?
If you have the biggest factor is the soil beneath your home. If there's uranium and as it's broken down, it enters the building envelope, most likely through a crack in the foundation, basement slab, any sort of little openings that generally occur in a building. A lot of homes in our area are also built over crawl spaces. And if there's nothing protecting your home from that gas coming out of the soil, it just enters up into the house.
So, I would have thought the particles might be small enough to even go through the foundation or something like that. So, is it possible you could have your home constructed in such a way that the radon would not be able to penetrate it as the uranium breaks down?
Many homes now are built with radon-resistant features, what they would call a passive radon system, which is basically a pipe in the slab that would release the radon gas out into the atmosphere away from the building. Tight homes don't cause radon. It's really hard to keep it out. Sealing cracks or anything like that in a foundation is great, and it's a step, but it's never a complete solution.
All right, so let's say a house that hasn't been built in the last few years is not going to have these measures. How would you, do this call you to get a radon detector? If you're wondering if you have this problem, what do you do to figure out whether you have radon in your basement?
The only way to figure it out is to test for it. It's odorless, tasteless, you cannot see it. It's estimated 1 out of 15 homes has elevated levels of radon. The only way to find out if you do have it is test for it. You can get a test kit. You can pick them up at your Lowe's, Home Depot's. You can call Evergreen Basement Systems. We have tests. Kits available for half price during January because it's National Radon Action Month. You can get a monitor-type test where someone sits a little machine. It gives hourly readouts of radon. So there's many ways to test, many different types of tests.
So, do you just have like a Geiger counter kind of thing down in the basement?
I have actually a couple of tests right here. I will be leaving for you. There's many different tests. The one I'm leaving is a granulated charcoal. It's a thin little box. It just sits down in the basement for a minimum of 48 hours, usually 2 to 3 days. And it has an envelope that you put it in, a foil envelope that you seal up, send off to the lab, and within a week or so, they send you back your results.
And so let's say that, this is your kit right here, comes back and they say, okay, you've got X amount of radon. How much is an acceptable level, I guess, of radon? Is there an acceptable level? What can you live with?
there's no safe level of radon. The EPA guideline is at 4 picocuries per liter.
All right, so not very much.
It's not very much. If you compare it to your outdoor concentrations, that's at 0.4. Your average indoor concentration is at 1.3 picocuries per liter. So 4 is actually pretty high. If you go to Canada or Europe, they use a different measuring scale, but if you translate it to ours, their action level is actually at 2.7 picocuries per liter.
Brian said jokingly, oh, there's no uranium around here. But seriously, because what we hear about is how much there is, that the biggest deposit in the country
is in Chatham.
Is in, Pennsylvania County, and the General Assembly is studying whether we can safely mine uranium, which we haven't done for decades. But as far as in the Lynchburg area, you said 1 in 15. Is that pretty common?
It's an average. It's a national average.
Okay. How about for this area? Do we know the statistics for our area specifically?
No, and radon is very, very random. Mm-hmm. I was speaking with someone who works out in Nebraska. They also have high concentrations of radon, and they were on a street with three homes in a row, and the homes on either end had radon levels that were off the charts. I heard 15, 20 picocuries per liter. So the house in the middle, they give a test kit to and say, you should test because there's definitely, you're almost definitely going to have radon. Radon test comes back and they have nothing.
So how does that work? I mean, I assume if there's uranium decomposing, that it's, there's not just a chunk, but maybe the two houses, then none in the middle. I mean, is it?
It can be that random.
Really?
It really, and that's why everybody should test. Testing is really affordable. It's cheap.
Well, now, so you at least till the end of the month, you'll get sent to test somebody for $10.
$10 is actually, we've extended it past the end of the month.
Oh,
we're doing a little. We're doing National Radon Action Month and a half. So I think we're going to get to the middle of February.
So you've got until more or less Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And what makes a better Valentine's Day gift than a radon test? Try that one, guys.
Protect
See how
your
that
family.
Goes over. Yes.
So the test kits are half price, $10.
Yes, ma'am.
And then does that include the results?
Yes, they're mailed off, and you'll be contacted with your results. What you'll be on the hook for, more than $10, is 4 stamps to get your test kit to the lab.
Is this the kind of thing where it does damage to your lungs over a long period of time through breathing in?
Yeah, continued exposure.
Okay.
Yes, it can. It is on such a microscopic level, as radon decays, it you breathe it in, and it's still in the decay process, and as it's decaying, the particles can attach themselves not just to lung tissue but the DNA of lung tissue, and that's what will cause cancer.
It's over a pretty lengthy period of time.
Yes. Now, if you're a mine worker, mm-hmm. that are exposed to tremendous amounts, it can be a shorter period of time.
Yeah. Do you talk about testing in homes? Do you get businesses that will have this? In a factory, a garage, an office building, that same. I guess they're not immune to it, I would take it.
No, they're not immune to it. Not immune to it at all. I think we did our test, and our test came back at 1.3, which is pretty common.
So you're right on average.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Joe Caruso, Evergreen Basement Systems, in our Ask the Expert segment. So we've talked about radon and how you test for it. And when we come back, we'll talk about... Brian, you're having all kinds of problems over there, aren't you? Joe can't hear us.
No, well, the problem is that we're getting all sorts of satellite tones from somewhere that we're not supposed to be getting.
Right,
and I'm not sure
mysterious satellite
quite what
tones.
Is going on.
When we come
on.
Back, we'll talk more to Joe about how Evergreen Basement Systems gets rid of the radon in your home. We'll be back.
We've done 2 years of Obama and the liberal way of trying to so-called fix the economy. We all know that it hasn't worked. The alternative, conservatism, that would work. Obama and the Democrats won't dare allow it to work. This nation's recovery, economic recovery, the well-being of this nation's citizens is subordinated, if you will, subordinated to the notion that Obama's way must not be shown to be a failure.
Listen to Rush Limbaugh weekdays at noon on News Talk 105.9 WLNR. Hi, looking for a new religion?
Yeah, I'm looking for something that adds more meaning to my life.
Well, you've come to the right place. Are you looking for a guru to follow or a philosophy?
Actually, I'm looking for a religion that fulfills the spiritual side of me.
This one is very popular with the Hollywood set.
Really?
And you know what authorities they are on religion.
No.
Ah, I see you are the discerning type. Mm-hmm. Well, here's a god that's worthy of your worship.
Wow, that's nice. So are you allowed to eat meat?
No.
Oh.
Ah. I know exactly what you're looking for. How's this one?
That's exactly what I'm looking for.
That's what I said.
This is a god I can trust. This god always has my best in mind.
Of course he does.
I'd feel comfortable worshiping this god. I bet he'd even die for me.
Don't think so.
No, that doesn't make sense, does it? I'll take it.
That'll be $30 for the frame and $10 for the mirror.
So who are you worshiping? Something to think about from your friends at Discover Church. Come visit us at discoverchurchnow.com.
Hi, I'm Bianca Allison of First National Bank. Did you know there are great home mortgage opportunities available right now? With rates being at an all-time low, FHA and VA financing, our recognized mortgage lenders will deliver the right loan for your needs. Put this together with our other Progressive mortgage products, our fast, local service, and we are ready to lend. First National Bank, over 100 years of dependable custom banking. For you and your money, that's important. First National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm all about the three S's: stock up, save money, and simplify.
Member Renee Chevalier on the Sam's Club January stock up event.
I stock up now and save big on the basics we use all the time. Detergent, paper towels.
Health and beauty products, too. Save over retail on brands like Tide, Bounty, and Colgate. And sample all the Sam's Club values and benefits January 12th through 25th with no membership required.
Now that's simple.
Not a member? Join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
This is Frank Harris of Southside Electric Cooperative reminding our members and the general public to beware of persons who appear at your home or contact you by telephone representing themselves as employees of an electric or some other utility company. All too often, Flim Flam and other scam artists will prey upon the elderly and the unsuspecting public in order to gain entry into the home for robbery and other devious purposes. Southside Electric Cooperative reminds its members that we do not collect on accounts, read meters, inspect poles, or perform other types of electrical tasks during the night. These and other activities are performed during normal working hours, and an appointment had been made in advance with the member in question. Most importantly, you should immediately contact the local sheriff's department or your local utility company if you are not sure of the purpose or the visit or telephone call of the person who contacts you. Southside Electric Cooperative is concerned.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-653-3027. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away free, and you'll be supporting those who need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher good at over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-653-3027. Donating is easy, and your vehicle will be towed away free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for your donation. Call now, 1-800-653-3027. That's 1-800-653-3027.
It's the Morning Line with Mary and Brian.
Have you seen my large breasts? They're enormous. Wouldn't you like to put them on television?
On News Talk 105.9 WLNI.
On the Morning Line, News Talk 105.9 WLNI. Mary and Brian with you. Joe Caruso from Evergreen Basement Systems joining us for Ask the Expert. By the way, if you want to get in touch with them, you can call 800-713-0224. The website is evergreenbasement.com. And we're going to tell you what they will do if you find elevated levels of radon in your home. But two things. First, one, for the first two people who call in and want them, we've got a couple of the test kits here, and we've got a couple of Sperrins. Mary and I are going to take one. But if you're worried about this, you want to test, just give us a call. Talk to Carlicia, and the first two people will let you have them free. You'll just have to come and grab them. And then you can put them down your basement. Leave them down there for 2 days, 2 or 3 days, and it will tell you. And then you mail it off, and they'll let you know what the situation is. So 846-TALK, 846-8255, if you want to get a free radon test for your home. Now, Joe, in the break, we were talking about how this came about. And because I don't remember it as a kid. I mean, remember the PSAs for, you know, don't litter and watch out for fire in the home and all this sort of stuff. So you said this was discovered in the mid-'80s, and it's a very interesting story as to how people came to realize that this was just sort of, you know, invading people's homes, for lack of a better term.
Yes, it came about in the mid-'80s, and the story is, I've heard a couple of different versions, but they're generally the same story. A doctor who performed physicals for employees of a nuclear power plant would go to the power plant to perform these physicals, and anywhere they have these nuclear facilities, they'll have scanners to make sure as employees leave, they're not radioactive.
Makes sense.
So this doctor, he'd come in as he's entering the building, set off the radioactive monitors or whatever they may be.
Got to be a bit of a surprise.
Yeah, so they figured that his home must be radioactive, and they went and tested his home for radioactivity, and that's where the whole radon business came about.
So he didn't have a small reactor in his basement or anything like the little home nuclear reactor.
I didn't know. I believe you would have heard a lot more about that.
Yeah, I think you're right. All right, and so that's where it all comes from. So we're just talking 20, 25 years ago.
Yeah, well,
it starts to become kind of a big deal.
The whole decay process, excuse me, for uranium to get to it eventually turns into lead. And that whole process, I believe, takes 4.5 billion years. Scientists have determined that how old is our Earth? It's about 4.5 billion years old. So I think hundreds of years ago you wouldn't have seen it or might not have had a problem with it, or thousands of years ago. But that's the story.
Interesting. All right, now let's say someone's gotten the kit, they've tested it, it comes back, it's two, it's four, or was it picocuries per liter, you're saying?
Yes, sir.
All right, so they call you, you show up, and do you just have like a big fan blow all the way out of the basement, or you're vacuuming it out? What do you do?
Well, more or less, it's a vacuum. If it's in a basement, it would look like plumbing pipes. Basically, you would take a 3-4 inch pipe and suck the radon gas or any gas from under the basement slab, and then you would exhaust it outside. Now, there's some different specifications on where you have to get rid of it. It has to be so far above the roof and this far away from windows and this and that. But we know all that, and those are regulations that we have to follow. But it's almost as simple as that.
So now I'm going to guess if you've gotten the radon built up at one point, this is going to be an ongoing problem for you. You're not going to come and vacuum it out and then no more radon. Is there something that you leave there full time, or do you come back on a yearly schedule, or how does that work?
With a system that we would put in, it would be called an active system, and a fan would be in place, and the fan runs continuously. So you would have a continuous, basically, vacuuming of the gas outside of your house.
And it's pretty affordable.
Yes, it's for the concern, it's very affordable. You're not talking, you know, major home improvement here. Most systems generally run anywhere between $1,200 to $1,500.
And that's going to help kind of mitigate the situation for as long as necessary.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, at some point within 10 or 15 years, you might have to replace the fan on the system or something like that.
So if you put in the pipe, does it just go straight up and it's vented out on the roof, or are you headed out into the backyard away and up somewhere, or how does that work?
The way we would like to do it is you take the pipe outside of the house to the fan, and the fan would be on the outside of the house, and then you would go up.
So you're drawing it out rather than pushing it out.
Yes.
Does the age of the house or the style of the house matter so much? Say it has a full basement versus a crawl space, or no basement at all, or it's an older home. Does any of that matter, or is it just the location of the house, what it's sitting on?
The biggest factor is the location and the soil that the house is sitting on. Now, a basement slab will stop it more than a crawl space that has exposed dirt there, obviously. But really, the soil is the most determining factor on whether you're going to have radon gas or not.
So if you're looking to buy some property, build a house, and someone says, well, here's an abandoned old uranium mine where there's all sorts of stuff flying around, that would be where you'd want to build your house if you're worried about radon.
You'd want to make sure and take measures. There's plenty of radon-resistant building measures in place now. Some states actually require them. Most houses now will also be fitted with some sort of passive-type radon system, whether it's just the pipe that doesn't need the fan and things like that.
And by states, is it states you're talking about, Virginia and Nebraska, with fairly high levels? I mean, is it those states that have the higher levels that are moving ahead, or are there other states that are more proactive, even though they don't have as big a problem?
Pennsylvania is a state that has a lot of requirements like that. That's where radon was first found. Iowa is another state like that that has different requirements. It basically depends on your state's government and their concerns with it.
So during radon, National Radon Action Month, which is this month, the Surgeon General is recommending that all homes be tested. So that's the first step here, right? Just get one of the kits and test your house.
Absolutely. That's the good news. There's all this bad news about radon.
Right.
The good news is that it's easy to test. And if you do have elevated levels, it is affordable to get rid of. Most systems that we would put in a house, we would guarantee to get you below the EPA recommended guidelines of 4 picocuries per liter. Most systems will take you down as far as an outdoor concentration, like a 0.4 and things like that.
All right, so if you want to get your test kit, and they're half price for about the next 4 weeks, is that going to be right middle of February?
Yes, just give us a call, 1-800-713-0224. Carol and Melissa are waiting to take your phone calls right now.
And you can also go to evergreenbasement.com. The number once again, 800-713-0224. Go ahead and get your half price kit. Only cost you $10, and it'll get you some peace of mind as well. All right, Joe Caruso with Evergreen Basement Systems. Thanks for joining us this morning for Ask the Expert.
Thank you guys for having me. Before I go, one of our great system designers, Chris Alaperdi, would say to everyone, have an evergreen day.
Very good. We'll see you back here Friday on the Morning Line.
News Talk 105.9, WLNI Lynchburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. It's what everyone is talking about. News Talk 105.9, WLNI.
Fox News.